Good morning and welcome, everyone. We'll open our service this morning by singing hymn number 88. Gracious Spirit, dwell with me. I myself would gracious be, and with words that help and heal, would thy life in mine reveal. And with actions bold and meek, Christ's own gracious Spirit speak. Hymn number 88. The scriptural selection this morning will now be given by Suzanne from Vermont.
Good morning. I will read from Ephesians. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer, together with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. We will now sing hymn number 118. Holy Spirit, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine, kindle every high desire, cleanse my thought in thy pure fire. Hymn number 118.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent, located in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. And this is our Sunday morning church service for Sunday, August 6, 2017. We begin every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning with our roundtable discussion. This is a training session in Christian Science. At 11 o'clock on Sundays, we also have a Sunday school for children. All children are welcome to this Sunday school. It goes out by its own teleconference number, so if you don't live in the area, your child still can attend. Call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school, and we would love to give your child a warm welcome there. On Wednesdays at 8:15 p.m., we have our weekly testimony meeting. All of our services go out to the public by live streaming over the internet, through our website, and also through our YouTube channel, and also through a teleconference feature that we offer. We have nursery service available for the very young ones at all of our services. You can find us on our website, plainfieldcs.com, on YouTube, on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So we're out there on all your favorite forms of social media. On our YouTube channel, we have over 2,000 videos available. So check them out. I'd like to also point out an article that we're currently featuring on the homepage of our website. It's called Place by Mary Baker Eddy. We've heard from so many who have found that this article has helped them immensely. So if you're wondering, what's my place? Who isn't wondering that? Read this article. Very, very helpful. Everyone is welcome here, including all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have a reading from a selection from the chapter entitled Fruitage from the Christian Science textbook, which testifies to the healing power of reading that book. And this reading will now be given by Mike from New York.
Page 694, Expression of Loving Gratitude. The spring of 1893, while studying in the ministry, Science and Health was placed in my hands, and the truth contained therein at once became to me the pearl of great price. I literally devoured the book, reading it about 18 hours a day. Its originality was startling, upsetting my preconceived opinions of God, man, and creation. Two sentences especially appealed to me. The foundation of mortal discord is a false sense of man's origin, page 262, and for right reasoning, there should be one fact before the thought, namely spiritual existence, page 492. I'd found the keynote to the science of being as taught in this marvelous book, and persevered until the glimpse of the new heavens and the new earth came, for the old were passing away. This spiritual uplifting came also physical health. All my life I had been spent in semi-invalidism, and I seemed destined to a life of suffering. 3 weeks after beginning Science and Health, to my joyful surprise, I found myself a well man, sound physically and uplifted spiritually. Life was being lived from a new basis. The old things of personal sense were passing away, and all things are becoming new. I learned that the infinite good is the one friend on whom we can call at all times, an all-powerful, ever-present help in every time of trouble. That his children are really governed in peace and harmony by spiritual law. As the right understanding of it is gained, the other things soon follow, bringing a peace, human concept can never know. For the last 12 years, my whole time has been devoted to Christian Science practice. I have seen nearly every so-called incurable disease healed by its beneficent influence. God bless our dear leader. He has set before us an open door which no man can shut, and it is but a question of time when the world will know her better and love her more. EEN, Washington, D.C.
Our lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 12 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Spirit. Golden Text, Job. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Responsive reading, Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases,
who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies,
who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
I will read from the Bible. John. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. 1 John. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Matthew. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. John. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will now read from Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy. God is Spirit. The Scriptures imply that God is all in all. From this it follows that nothing possesses reality nor existence except the divine mind and his ideas. The Scriptures also declare that God is spirit. Therefore, in spirit, all is harmony, and there can be no discord. All is life, and there is no death. Everything in God's universe expresses him. Christ's truth was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh, to show that truth is made manifest by its effects upon the human mind and body, healing sickness and destroying sin. Error will not expel error. Christian Science is the law of truth, which heals the sick on the basis of the one mind or God. It can heal in no other way, since the human mortal mind, so-called, is not a healer, but causes the belief in disease. The first demand of this science is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This me is spirit. Therefore, the command means this, thou shalt have no intelligence, no life, no substance, no truth, no love, but that which is spiritual. Having no other gods, turning to no other but the one perfect mind to guide him, man is the likeness of God, pure and eternal, having that mind which was also in Christ. It is a question today whether the ancient inspired healers understood the science of Christian healing, or whether they caught its sweet tones, as the natural musician catches the tones of harmony without being able to explain them. So divinely imbued were they with the spirit of science that the lack of the letter could not hinder their work. And that letter, without the spirit, would have made void their practice. The struggle for the recovery of invalids goes on, not between material methods, but between mortal mind and immortal mind. The victory will be on the patient's side only as immortal mind, through Christ's truth, subdues the human belief in disease. It matters not what material method one may adopt, whether faith in drugs, trust in hygiene, or reliance on some other minor curative. Scientific healing has this advantage over other methods, that in it truth controls error. From this fact arise its ethical as well as its physical effects. Indeed, its ethical and physical effects are indissolubly connected. If there is any mystery in Christian healing, it is the mystery which godliness always presents to the ungodly, the mystery always arising from ignorance of the laws of eternal and unerring mind. Other methods undertake to oppose error with error, and thus they increase the antagonism of one form of matter towards other forms of matter or error. And the warfare between spirit and the flesh goes on. By this antagonism, mortal mind must continually weaken its own assumed power. The theology of Christian Science includes healing the sick. Our master's first article of faith propounded to his students was healing, and he proved his faith by his work. The ancient Christians were healers. Why has this element of Christianity been lost? Because our systems of religion are governed more or less by our systems of medicine. The first idolatry was faith in matter. The schools have rendered faith in drugs a fashion, rather than faith in deity. By trusting matter to destroy its own discord, health and harmony have been sacrificed. Such systems are barren of the vitality of spiritual power, by which material sense is made the servant of science, and religion becomes Christ-like. Material medicine substitutes drugs for the power of God, even the might of mind, to heal the body. Scholasticism clings for salvation to the person, instead of to the divine principle of the man Jesus, and his science, the curative agent of God is silenced. Why? Because truth divests material drugs of their imaginary power and clothes spirit with supremacy. Science is the stranger that is within thy gate. Remember not, even when its elevating effects practically prove its divine origin and efficacy. Our material human theories are destitute of science. The true understanding of God is spiritual. It robs the grave of victory. It destroys the false evidence that misleads thought and points to other gods or other so-called powers, such as matter, disease, sin, and death, superior or contrary to the one spirit. When the first symptoms of disease appear, dispute the testimony of the material senses with divine science. Let your higher sense of justice destroy the false process of mortal opinions, which you name law, and then you will not be confined to a sick room, nor laid upon a bed of suffering, in payment of the last farthing, the last penalty demanded by error. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him. Suffer no claim of sin or of sickness to grow upon the thought. Dismiss it with an abiding conviction that it is illegitimate, because you know that God is no more the author of sickness than he is of sin. You have no law of his to support the necessity either of sin or sickness, but you have divine authority for denying that necessity and healing the sick. Rise in the conscious strength of the spirit of truth to overthrow the plea of mortal mind, alias matter, arrayed against the supremacy of spirit. Blot out the images of mortal thought and its belief in sickness and sin. Then, when thou art delivered to the judgment of truth, Christ, the judge will say, thou art whole.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world.
Thank you.
We will now sing hymn number 254. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O'er waiting harp strings of the mind, there sweeps a strain, low, sad, and sweet, whose measures bind the power of pain. Hymn number 254.
Beyond time and space, not the sorrow of a moment, not the suffering of a thousand years. It's yesterday when past, it's yesterday when past.
Spirit is the beginning and end, first one and the last, and everything is made of love, the source that each thing has. Know this and you will be. Know this and you will be as
light of the morning, blessing the earth with divine adoration, burning off mist that's obscuring creation. Cover the ground with your golden rays of
light of the morning. Wake all who slumber with life's inspiration. Displace the senses with soul-less sensation. Turn all you touch into praise. If the night is thrown off in an instant, when the light of the morning appears, then the darkness was nothing of substance, and all our fears were imagination. Spirit is the beginning and end, the first one and the last, and everything is made of love, the source that each thing has. Know this and you will be
sunlight as you live in the truth of the one. Light.
We'll now sing hymn number 66. From these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. Hymn number 66.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Amen.